تبنو داري تبنو
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a rare visit outside Ukraine's capital and highlighted Moscow's embarrassing retreat from a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Hand on heart, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky watched his country's flag rise above the recaptured city of Izium on Wednesday. Russian forces left the city last week as Kyiv's soldiers advanced in the northeastern Kharkiv region. Prosecutors found six bodies with traces of torture in recently retaken villages there. Moscow's rout was its largest military defeat since Russian troops withdrew from Kiev earlier in the war. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said after a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, he sees no signs from the Kremlin of any regrets. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is charging three Iranian citizens in a broad hacking campaign, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Justice Department says the cyber attacks targeted power companies and local governments, small businesses, and nonprofits. It accuses the suspects of targeting victims in the U.S. and elsewhere, stealing data from networks, and demanding ransom payments to return it. The accused hackers have not been arrested. A department official says they're thought to be in Iran, and the charges make it functionally impossible for them to leave. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization says the number of coronavirus deaths last week was the lowest reported number in the pandemic since March 2020. Says it could be a turning point. This is VOA News. The procession of Queen Elizabeth II's coffin arrives at Parliament, where it will lie in state. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Queen Elizabeth II left Buckingham Palace for the last time. Her coffin borne by a horse-drawn gun carriage and trailed by grieving family members during the short journey to the Houses of Parliament, where it will lie in state until the funeral early next week, with the royal standard and crown of state resting on top of the coffin and artillery firing salutes at one-minute intervals. The solemn procession is designed to underscore the Queen's 70 years as head of state, as the national mourning process shifts to the grand boulevards and historic landmarks of the capital. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Researchers say TikTok search results are riddled with misinformation. AP correspondent Mike Grassi reports.
A research report published Wednesday says searches on the TikTok platform regularly steer users to misleading information. According to NewsGuard, in nearly one in five searches on TikTok, the platform suggested videos that contained misinformation. For example, researchers say they found misinformation in searches for videos about mRNA vaccine, the 2020 election, the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, climate change, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. TikTok, which is owned by Chinese company ByteDance, trails only Google among the most popular domains in the world, according to online performance and security company Cloudflare. In a statement, TikTok said its community guidelines prohibit harmful misinformation. I'm Mike Gracia.
Sweden's Social Democrat Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson accepted defeat on Wednesday after a close-fought election, handing the four-party right-wing opposition bloc victory a first go at forming a new government. A handful of votes remain to be counted, but Andersson, who became Sweden's first woman prime minister last year, said the results showed the bloc had won. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a rare visit outside Ukraine's capital and highlighted Moscow's embarrassing retreat from a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Hand on heart, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky watched his country's flag rise above the recaptured city of Izium on Wednesday. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.